An optimistic assessment from health officials. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Omicron cases are declining, and we are all cautiously optimistic about the trajectory we are on.
But CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is saying a short time ago they want to keep moving in the right direction. And right now, community transmission remains substantial or high in most counties across the country, with severe cases of COVID still causing hospitalization.
We are assessing the most important factors based on where we are in the pandemic, and will soon put guidance in place that is relevant and encourages prevention measures when they are most needed to protect public health and our hospitals.
So right now, no new CDC guidance, even as a growing number of states and communities adjust their own COVID rules, including mask mandates. The U.S. and NATO still not seeing a change that Russia had announced. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
Lisa, with Russian troops massed near its borders, Ukraine has been holding what it calls a day of national unity. This crowd in traditional dress sang the national anthem. A giant Ukrainian flag was flown over Kyiv. Western leaders are skeptical of Russia's claim to be withdrawing some of its forces. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Russia has demonstrated that it really is willing to contest some of the fundamental principles for our security.
The US says it has seen no sign of a pullback. Lisa.
Thanks, Simon. The House committee probing the Capitol riot is getting an assist from President Biden. He's ordering the release of Trump White House visitor logs to the committee, again rejecting the former president's claim of executive privilege. Those logs show appointment information from individuals allowed to enter the White House on the day of the Capitol attack. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two closely watched federal hate crimes trials continue. In Georgia, prosecution witnesses who helped convict father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and neighbor William Bryan of murder in the death of Ahmaud Arbery are retaking the stand.
Both McMichaels and Bryan have pled not guilty to federal hate crime charges, accusing them of violating Arbery's civil rights. Prosecutors say the men have a history of making racist comments. Defense attorneys say their client's pursuit of Arbery was motivated by suspicion that Arbery had committed crimes.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. In Minneapolis, one of three former officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights is back on the stand. After testifying yesterday, his job was to control traffic and onlookers, relying on the other officers to render any medical aid to Floyd. For the first time since 2006, the Olympic semifinal in men's hockey won't have the U.S. or Canada. Slovakia beat the U.S. in a shootout after the top-seeded Americans blew a late lead, Canada falling to Sweden hours later. The Russians and Finland also moving on to the semis, but the U.S. and Canadian women play for gold tonight. Baseball fans are in a waiting game.
Don't open that box of Cracker Jack yet, or it may go stale. Major League Baseball unable to take the handoff from the NFL this week and scoop the attention of fans who would just watch the Super Bowl to get ready for the first week of spring training. Pitchers and catchers would have already reported to camp for most teams. Some would be taking physicals, others would be working out this week, ahead of the scheduled arrival of position players at spring training. But the baseball scene this February in Florida and Arizona remains fairly quiet, at least for Major League spring training. The regular season is still scheduled to begin March 31st. Spring training games slated to start February 26th. But this appears unlikely, as the league and the Players Association reportedly still far from reaching common ground for a new collective bargaining agreement.
Fox's Jared Max. That work stoppage began December 2nd when owners locked out the players. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.